This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia unleashed rockets on Tuesday on the encircled steelworks in Mariupol, Ukraine's last holdout in the port city, after a ceasefire broke down with some civilians still trapped beneath the sprawling site despite a UN-brokered evacuation. However, scores of evacuees who managed to leave under UN and Red Cross help last weekend after cowering for weeks under the Azovstal steel plant finally reached the relative safety of Ukraine-controlled Zaporizhia. But back at the plant, a military commander holdup has confirmed Russian forces have started to storm the plant. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The deputy commander of the Azov regiment, Sviatoslav Palamar, told the Associated Press that reports that the Russian troops had entered the plant were true. The move comes almost 2 weeks after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops not to storm it, but to block it off. Mariupol police officials earlier told local TV that Russian troops had begun storming the plant in several places. The reports come amid a UN effort to evacuate civilians from the plant, which has helped scores of people escape the sprawling facility. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia has turned its heaviest firepower on Ukraine's east and south since failing to take Kiev, the capital, in March. But it's also struck targets much further west in a drive to limit Ukraine's access to the Black Sea, vital for grain and metal exports, and also to disrupt supplies of Western military aid to President Vladimir Zelensky's forces. On Tuesday, Russia's defense ministry said its forces had struck a military airfield near the port of Odessa with missiles, destroying drones, missiles, and ammunition supplied to Ukraine by the United States